Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Two top Raw stars are off the card for this Sunday's Elimination Chamber. WWE are tightening the talent social media restrictions even further, and another rapper could be WWE bound. For Tuesday, February the 16th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I'm removing myself from the Elimination Chamber match.
This is brilliant. This is brilliant. I mean, The Miz, he's in the driver's seat. He has the Money in the Bank contract. He doesn't need the Elimination Chamber. And he needs to be fresh. I mean, think about it. Think about who's going to be at the Elimination Chamber. Okay, we have the WWE Champion. We have Roman Reigns. He's in the building. Everybody's a target. This is a brilliant strategy by The Miz.
Charlotte wants a piece.
Calm down. Get back. Wait. You're not putting your hands on me. Charlotte, I'm pregnant.
So, two Raw stars are off the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. We'll start with Lacey Evans. It was revealed on Raw last night by Lacey Evans that she is expecting a child. That was why she couldn't get into the ring to fight Charlotte, because she's pregnant. A tag match was already underway at that point. You could have maybe informed them before that, but be that as it may. The way that Ric Flair danced and shouted, "Call me Daddy," might give you an idea of the direction they're going in with this particular storyline. Doesn't bear thinking about. Wrestling Inc. and PW Insider, and corroborated by the Wrestling Observer, say that this is in fact art imitating life, as Lacey Evans is indeed pregnant and expecting her second child. We congratulate Lacey Evans and family on that wonderful news. This does mean that Lacey Evans will not be competing against Asuka this coming Sunday. And for the second time in less than a year, Asuka's proposed match with the Raw Women's Championship on the line has been cancelled due to pregnancy. You couldn't make that bit up. We wish nothing but the best to Lacey Evans following that announcement. The other star missing from the Elimination Chamber is The Miz, who withdrew from the Elimination Chamber match on Monday Night Raw, opting to have John Morrison replace him, but after suffering a loss to Kofi Kingston, that spot will go indeed to former WWE champion Kofi Kingston instead. No reason as to why Miz may be out of the match. In the story, at least, he says that as the Money in the Bank briefcase holder, he wants to be on the sidelines, ready to go in case somebody is vulnerable enough for him to win the championship from. So in the storyline realm, it makes sense that Miz is like, I'm not going to put my body on the line when I can just sneak in and take it from whatever is left in the ring. So I quite like that spin on things. Miz might be one to watch this coming Sunday. And no other reasons said as to why Miz has been withdrawn at this point. I think it just might be a bit of storyline logic. So for Elimination Chamber this Sunday, we have Drew McIntyre defending his WWE title against Kofi Kingston, Jeff Hardy, Sheamus, AJ Styles and Randy Orton. That'll be inside the chamber itself. There is a SmackDown Elimination Chamber match featuring Kevin Owens, Jey Uso, King Corbin, Sami Zayn, Daniel Bryan, and Cesaro. The winner of that chamber match will get themselves a match against Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship and a match that will go down later on that very night. More details on how the Elimination Chamber card is going to shape up in the coming days at Cultaholic.com. We talked quite extensively last year about WWE's new policy for social media as it pertains to the WWE stars. And this led to quite a lot of unrest within the locker room, as it would result in a lot of WWE talent losing their control over their Twitch streams, no more brand deals on things like TikTok. Well, those restrictions have been tightened even further, according to Wrestling Inc. They're reporting that the talent for WWE are no longer allowed to post anything that names a third-party business, person, brand, or charity. Wrestling Inc. go on to say, WWE's edict states that talent will be given a warning, and then a fine, and then a suspension for the third violation. WWE is claiming ownership of talent Twitter and Instagram accounts, basically, via a clause in their contract that allows them exclusive rights over their likeness. So once again, expect some changes to how WWE stars tweet going forward. An absent Raw star made their return last night. Braun Strowman has talked on Instagram quite in depth about how he's fighting an infection in his bloodstream. He was on the mend when we last heard from him via social media, and he popped up on Raw last night trying to get into the Elimination Chamber. No news on when he'll get back in the ring, but a backstage vignette, a backstage bit skit with Adam Pearce, as we saw on Raw last night, suggests that return might not be far away. New Japan Pro Wrestling have turned to Twitter to decide the stipulation for the KOPW 2021 Championship match at Castle Attack. That's taking place on the 27th of February. So the KOPW title is a match with, well, you can attach any old stipulations to it based on popularity or votes or decisions by the talent itself. It's a very fluid championship. Voters on Twitter will be asked to choose between one of two strap match variations for Toru Yano's match against Chase Owens. Now, Yano has proposed that the competitors be strapped together and the winner be the first to remove all four corner pads, like physically remove the pads. Chase Owens has said, what about a traditional strap match? We'll get strapped together, but we only have to touch the corner pads. It's not the most varied of Twitter polls, I'll be perfectly honest, but you'll have your say soon enough. Castle Attack is going to be the two-night event put on by New Japan on February 27th and 28th, coming out of Osaka Joe Hall. Across the two nights, we're going to see Okada facing Evil. Tomohiro Ishii will face Jay White. The junior heavyweight title's on the line, Takahashi defending against El Fantasmo. And Kota Ibushi puts the Intercontinental title on the line against Tetsui Naito. We had a title change on Raw last night. Bad Bunny pinning Akira Tozawa with the help of Damian Priest to become the WWE 24/7 champion. This is just another string to the bow of the Bad Bunny WWE relationship that seems to be going incredibly, incredibly well. So much so that it has inspired another rapper to get involved in the wrestling malarkey. We can reveal this morning that Bow Wow is getting into the wrestling ring. He tweeted last night, I have officially decided to train with my boy Rikishi, WWE Hall of Famer Rikishi Fatu, at his gym in California to get ready for WWE. Locked in. Look out for Bow Wow making his wrestling debut soon, apparently. We'll talk all about Monday Night Raw on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on today with Raw Graded. Plus, later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed, it's a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review. Myself and Matthew Gregg are joined by Jack the Jobber this week for a quite, quite unique episode of SmackDown from the year 2000. Find out why Jack is involved in this particular episode later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. It's a Tuesday, which means see you next Tuesday. It's back on our Twitch stream as well, twitch.tv/cultaholic. Join Adam Pacitti for some classic British television and no doubt 467 in-jokes along the way as well. Join us via Twitch at twitch.tv/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.